You're listening to the audio production of A May Bride by Meg Mosley, published by Zondervan and read by Amber Quick.
Chapter 1. The activity that soothed my soul wasn't quite legitimate. Some people might have called it trespassing. I called it saving my sanity. At daybreak in jeans and a flannel shirt against the early February chill, I knelt to weed my secret garden. It wasn't impressive now, with only pansies and camellias in bloom, but it would be gorgeous again in the spring. I'd discovered it on a sultry day several years before when I'd stolen onto church property to snap a close-up of some amazingly blue hydrangeas. And there it was, a miniature Eden in all its summer glory. Hidden in a hollow of the rolling grounds, the flowerbed was set well back from a busy road that must have been unpaved and narrow before Atlanta swallowed its suburbs. Shaking soil from the roots of each handful of weeds, I stuffed them into a plastic bag. At first, I had barely enough light to work by, but broad daylight would arrive soon, along with the clergyman who often roamed the grounds. In his baggy black suit and broad-brimmed hat, he looked like an old country parson lost in the heart of the city. If he ever caught me, I wasn't sure what I would say. Still, my peace grew deeper with every weed I pulled. Too bad it wouldn't last. Even early on a Saturday morning, I couldn't escape traffic noises. Weeding helped me de-stress, though. This was the real Ellie Martin. Dirt under my nails, no makeup, no phone, no electronic tether to my desk. The bag was half full when a car door thudded shut in the parking lot, and then another, and another. Maybe the youth group was gathering for an early morning event. Whoever they were, they'd have no business among the flowers. I kept working. Over the next few minutes, I heard more thuds, mixed with subdued laughter.